John Mollison is a writer, artist, and filmmaker participating in two local events honoring military veterans and their families over the weekend. WUWF's Daniel Freeman had the opportunity to talk with him about his body of work and its significance.
John Mollison says he became interested in military history at a time when there wasn't as much support for the nation's defenders. And over the years, he's learned it's really cool to love your country.
Wait a second, the military's good. And so that's where I really was able to learn about history and become interested in how culture changes and how views change and try to see what that meant for not only my generation, but my kids. The result is I've learned patriotism and I've learned pride in our country in a way I believe is more meaningful. Figuring out ways to share what I've learned with the rest of the world.
Mollison noted he's been invited to participate in the Fort Walton Beach Chamber of Commerce's Military, Family, and Veteran Appreciation Day activities because it just so happens he knows a few World War II vets in the area.
I've interviewed them. I've drawn their airplanes, real old guys in their airplanes. And I said, hey, look, what if we get a little autograph table? These old guys, and you know, kids can meet them and they can sign autographs and people can see the World War II generation. Because, you know, it's trite as you want to hear it. They're disappearing. And it's a way to look in the eyes and go, oh, that guy was there.
He says he's passionate about sharing what he's learned about each of the veterans he meets. With that purpose in mind, Mollison created a web series of short documentaries, aptly named Old Guys and Their Airplanes. During his visit to the Gulf Coast, Mollison will present the local premiere of his documentary titled The Wind Beneath Your Wings. It's episode 8 of his series. And it highlights Blue Water Bay resident and former World War II pilot Chris Morgan. Morgan was held prisoner by the Japanese from October 1943 through June 1945.
You learn how people's strengths and weaknesses are different. And just because you're a certain way, Chris's story is tough because you know the Japanese were brutal. And you know the Nazi Germans were absolutely horrific, but an American in a Japanese prison camp had 10 to 15 times the likelihood of dying. And it was because of the culture, and it was because of the treatment, it was because of the different perspectives on people. Chris was able to survive because he's an extraordinarily strong man.
We had a meal one day, and I was looking across the room at a fellow by the name of King. He was sick and couldn't eat his rice, couldn't eat his meal. And I was sitting there, and I finished my rice, and I'm looking over at King, and I said to myself, Jesus, if he doesn't eat his rice, maybe I can get it. And then I reflected, how low can you get to look at another man who can't eat and wish that he couldn't eat because you wanted it to save yourself?
Chris had the character to be able to make core level value decisions. Everybody's got disease. You can choose to die in those moments. I mean, the average American has no concept of what those people went through. They don't know what it's like to be riddled with disease, to be eating, you know, 300-400 calories a day and being forced to work. And how do you live? Well, Chris is pretty tough. Yet, he's also a compassionate, extremely intelligent man. He's able to see life and difficulty and challenges with a true human spirit that I find really inspiring.
World War II veteran Chris Morgan will be on hand for the screening of the documentary, The Wind Beneath Your Wings, Friday, 5:30 p.m., at the Air Armament Museum near Eglin Air Force Base. Afterward, there will be a Q&A and autograph session with Morgan and Mollison. In addition, Mollison will continue participating in the Military Appreciation Day activities scheduled on Saturday, April 16th from 11 a.m. and ending with fireworks at 8 p.m., presented by the Fort Walton Beach Chamber and the Panhandle Warrior Partnership. He says it's a way to say thank you to those who give a big part of their life for duty, honor, and country.
It is a pretty big deal. I didn't know thousands of people showed up for this thing. I do know that between 11 and 1, I'm going to be at a table with Chris Morgan, Cass Phillips, and Rhett James, and we're going to be handing out some little autograph cards. It's my artwork, and they'll autograph it. And then these little cards also turn into cutout airplanes.
Mollison will also be selling his artwork at the event, with proceeds benefiting the Panhandle Warrior Partnership. Looking ahead, Mollison will explore new ideas for his web series, including producing a piece on the Missileers and the Minutemen III missile. Danielle Freeman, WUWF News.